And they did. They made a very substantial refund. Now he said, you come up and take the meter out. I'm using electric stove and have for 30 days.
Good story.
Yeah.
Good story, so. You bet. What word would you use, or have you heard used for a place maybe off the kitchen where you'd store?
Pantry.
And
I have one.
You do have one?
Yeah. My sister Old, when she lived, and mother was the same way. You couldn't get along without a pantry. You had to have a pantry. You want to see it?
Yes, yes,
sure. She'll ask me what I'm going to have, and I'll say, well, you suggest something. And she usually has a very, very nice dinner, and a lot of times some very unusual things.
I'll bet. She's very talented.
She would be very interesting to talk to sometime, I think, tell you about different kinds of foods. I'm not a Frenchman, but people go wild using French names for food in this country. Mm-hmm. And she was just telling me the other day, I don't know, what was the name? Vichyssoise. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what is Vichyssoise? She's just common potato soup. And then there's something else. She gave me a French name, and I said, well, what is it? She said, that's a mixture of the leftovers from the meal before. She's real interesting.
She certainly sounds it.
Yeah.
We were talking about furniture a little while ago. Now, a place in the bedroom that is a piece of furniture where you would keep, say, undershirts and that kind of thing, what would you call that particular piece?
You mean like a dresser?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's referred to as a dresser. Or, of course, they have a dressing table, too, with a lot of these bedroom suits. And then they have a chest of drawers, which is nothing but drawers.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all I would refer to.
The word bureau?
Bureau, yeah, bureaus. I had an old-fashioned bureau in my place down there, and I gave it to a friend of mine in Center Point. And it had a marble top, the drawers on each side, you know, with a fancy mirror. The mirror was on a little pedestal like,
uh-huh.
So right at the back. And on that dresser, the handles were hand-carved, an oak leaf pattern with the two acorns in there. And that was a typical old-fashioned bureau. It was about 125 or 30 years old.
Uh-huh.
So, I guess I must have given a fortune away out of that cabin, because it was an awful lot of antiques that I had down there.
Sounds as though you have. Now, you've spoken about this person who comes in and helps you. If you're speaking of the housework, say, well, every day she, what would you?
Oh, she cleans for me.
Uh-huh.
I use that coil. She'll come and clean. And
after a meal, would you say?
I never refer to her as a maid or anything like that, because she's too nice a colored lady.
Uh-huh.
She's very nice.
Well, now, after a meal, would you say somebody would tidy up the room, or tidy up the table, or red the table, or something like that?
Clear the table
clear
out.
Clear the table out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this old-fashioned instrument for taking care of dirt on the floor?
Whistle carpet sweeper.
Carpet
sweeper.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And the deal with the stick for a handle, what do you call it?
Floor mop.
Or any of these terms is okay.
Oh, you mean for cleaning floors?
Yeah, the mop would be one, but the other one sweeping would be what?
We would refer to it back in those days before the electric sweeper as a carpet sweeper.
Oh, yes.
It had a brush in the middle, you know,
uh-huh.
And you just pushed it back and forth and pick up